The second in the continuing series of Shi'urim on the history and philosophy of the Kabbalah. Last week in the opening Shi'ur, we saw that the Bala Tanya, in fact, was drawing from the Kabbalah of the Maris Ruk, which contended that after the first initial act of Tzimtzum, then there wasn't just what you would call an empty space, a circle of nothingness, but rather, of course, leis asad leis baklal. There's no part of reality that's devoid of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But rather, in fact, when it's after the first contraction, since it takes place, the reality that we have is the reality of the Osius, and these, in fact, actually are ultimately the Osius that come from the letters of the Hasara Mama Mori Bereshis, the utterances which with the Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world. But through the permutations and the exchanges of letters and words that is dictated through the system of the 231 gates, the Rala Sha'arim, Panim Va'acha, then it turns out that every part, every aspect of nature which has a name, a Shem in Lashon HaKodesh, this constitutes, according to the Bala Tanya, the Chiyus, the content, the spiritual content, that which provides the ontology of the object to persist in reality, without which the object would actually, in fact, you know, in fact, collapse into nothingness. Now, we mentioned that, the Bala Tanya himself says in the Likutei Torah, in Parshas Bamidbar, that in fact, this Shita, that after the Tzimtzum, we're left with what's called the Rishimai, which identifies with letters of the Lashon HaKodesh, of the Holy Alphabet. This, in fact, actually, he actually quotes the Sefer Emek HaMelech, which, as we mentioned last week, is actually a Sefer which, in which is to be found a Kabbalah in accordance with the teachings of the Maris Ruk. Now, it's interesting, and this is what I noted last time, and I'm going into this a little bit detail, is that not only did the Bala Tanya draw upon the Maris Ruk, his arch enemy, but rather the contending Jewish philosophy, which is expressed in the Sefer Nefesh HaChaim of Chaim V'Lashana. In fact, actually, Chaim V'Lashana actually also invokes the Maris Ruk. I'm here in the Nefesh HaChayim, in Shara Dalet Perek Yud, in the Brown edition, Daf Resh Chof Beis. There, the Nefesh HaChayim speaks about the Sheresh of the Torah, which is in fact actually higher than all of the worlds. And I'm quoting now for the Nefesh HaChayim, the second paragraph. There he says, V'gam Shosha Elyon Shalatei HaKadosha, the Sheresh HaElyon, the highest root, source, of the Holy Torah, who be'elyon shebo'olamos, it's in the highest of the worlds, hanikoyim olamos ein sof, which are called the worlds of ein sof, soid hamalbush hanelam, right? This is the soid of the malbush. Now the olam hamalbush is not appear anywhere in the Ari, and certainly it doesn't appear in the Ari in the ksavim of Chaim Vital, but the olam hamalbush of course appears in the Kabbalah of the Maris Ruk. Hanela Maniska Basisli Plias Chokmas Mitzvah Ben Arizal. He quotes the Arizal, doesn't quote the Maris Ruk, but in fact the Olam HaMalbush, in fact, actually is, in fact, the stamp of the Kabbalah of the Maris Ruk and those who followed him, the Rambam Mipano and the Emek HaMelech. Shureishis Soid Oisis HaTeh Kedosha, which is the beginning of the Soid, of the beginning of the letters of the Torah, like it says in Mishlei, Hashem Kanani Reishis Dalkei Kedem if Olam Me'oz. And it says, the Chaim V'Lashana, V'zeh She'om Muzal She'kad Mala Oida. That's what Chazal say, that the Torah comes before the world. Hainu Gam Mikol Elam Eskulam. It's before all of the worlds. Shuri Amu Bebreishis Rabba Parsha Alav She'kad Mala Kisi Ha'kavayit Ve'emi She'kad Mala V'yochu Gam Lo Elam Atzilas. It comes before Elam Atzilas. Elam Atzilas Nikla Ayin. Elam Atzilas is called Ayin. When we said Akisi, etc., etc. Okay.
But it's from the
Amalbush. What? But somehow the Torah is unique. No, it's called Olam Malbush, but Olam Malbush is said to come before the world. We're going to speak about that.
He means
all of the world.
From Akdel.
Yeah, from Akdel, right. He just mentions Atsilas, but, right? So, through the Torah, were created all the worlds. Like it says, Ve'eyeh Etzloi Omoin, and Chazal say, Alterk Omoin Elo Uman, etc., etc. In other words, yeah.
Is the Arizal or the Ramchal not talking about this concept of Kadmel Torah, Kadmel Olam?
No, for sure not. Well, first of all, this above, we'll see, above Adam Kadmoin does not exist at all in the Rizal.
So he never says the concept.
No, for sure not. That's what the Baal HaTanya said. The notion of Rishima, which means what appears after the act of Tzimtzum, before the emergence of Adam Kadmoin, is not mentioned anywhere in the Arizal. He brings up his Haggah somewhere, but that's
such a famous idea that everyone knows.
Such a famous idea, because everybody, no one actually knows the Arizal. Everybody knows the Ramchal.
Where did Ramchal get it from?
What? It would seem to be that the first makor of this is actually in the Magid Zechut.
It's not possible to have it without the Magid Zechut.
Right, probably without the Magid Zechut. In other words, basically all the famous Bali Machshava, which are coming from Kabbalah, it's actually all coming from the Magid Zechut. Yeah.
So when the Nebuchadnezzar is quoting Arizal, is he making a mistake?
He's not making a mistake. Well, first of all, Harai is not making a mistake that on that this is not my tribute's interpretation, is because actually I'm going to quote the Leshen. The Leshen wants to claim that this is also for the Magid Zechut too. Okay. When he quotes the Arizal, what he's coming to say is, because we'll see the Machlek is a little while, that we should understand the Magid Zechut was also a Talmud of the Arizal. And it's Kabbalah from the Arizal. So, in other words, the claim is that the Kabbalah of the Magid Zechut, even though Abchaim Vital and those who came after him seem to have rejected, you know, felt that it was, I don't say one that's authentic, but it certainly did not have the authority. Nonetheless, that of the Ksavim that Abchaim Vital and those afterwards chose, nonetheless, in other words, it was clear to the Emek HaMelech and certainly to everyone who came after him that the Kabbalah Ma'azizug was an authentic Kabbalah which the Ma'azizug learned from the Arizal. Okay? We're going to speak about this in a little while. The question is, when did he learn it from the Arizal? Because it seems to me that he's not mentioned on the Talmidim who learned with the Arizal in Sfas. We're going to see different shitas and understandings of this. Okay? The Leshem, actually, in fact, brings from the Nefesh HaChayim, he brings from the God. The Leshem has the Sefer Leshem HaTomo She'arim, which actually is Kofa Shagotatka, we began a series of Shu'arim, but that was somehow curtailed. Has a final section called Shar HaPoyne Hakdomla Shar HaPoyne Derech Kodin, which is page 123. And there he has, the Leshem actually has an entire exposition of a ksav that it's not the Magid Zechut himself, but the sefer that follows the Derech the Magid Zechut. Now, after a long introduction in which he explains all the different svarim of the Ari, he says, down page 124, the second paragraph, he's going to read from the Lesha. I mean, you know, mi kamaisa. Omnam, ki ne yeshtam oid ginzi nestoros abbas the fly in the rois. There are also incredible secrets and teachings. Habi marshin is galor aide Ariza, which are revealed by the Ariza. So Lesha also uses the Lesha Ariza. But they begin higher, I guess in a higher level, higher worlds, than the drushim that appear in the Yitzchayim, over all the svarim niskarim, all the svarim which were mentioned, which is the svarim that come from Chaim Vital mostly. But they weren't revealed by the Chaim Vital. He agrees that the Chaim Vital, rak aide shal tamid arizal, they were revealed by other Talmidim of the Arizal. They were also, you know, people of tremendous stature. Right? Right? In other words, the Arizal really relied upon Chaim Vital. He was given the authority to write. So because of that, most people never, in fact, actually engage in any study. Now, let's just speak about himself. So, you know, Lashem.
Didn't the Arizal prohibit
He only allowed Reb Chaim Vital to be the
Sefer. I thought Reb Chaim Vital wanted everything buried with him when he died.
That's something different. That's a different issue I'm going to write now. But he gave him the authority to write. There were some things he revealed, most things he buried. That was they were stolen. But in any case. Hinei agam shigam anoichi kavati ikul limudi rak al divrei Reb Chaim Vital. Says Lashon himself, I basically learned only from Chaim Vital. Who was Sifrei HaRizal, in this column, Le'el, which I mentioned above. V'aleim yisati yizkol ha-chibur mishkani b'orosh b'orosh. Lashem says, my sermon based upon his sotem. V'em yusodem kulam rak al divrei Chaim Vital levad. Omno, nonetheless, says the Lashem, atar ha-isi ki ro'oi lachus b'oid ha-roim, oi b'mus ma'la o'isim k'vor nefloim roim. Right? We have to pay attention to these other sotem too. V'chas v'shom lahas is da'atum em mekal v'kal. We can't actually, no, we can't ignore them. Umar gam ki ra'isi la'gor. He sees the goy, we'll see in a while. Shemeram is alayim be'ezim ha'koymes. The goy actually refers to them. V'u betchil ha'dvol sefer yetzira. Right? And then, he brings other goy, nasabta tzneyasa, the melech hashmini, he brings different places in the goy. And then, v'gam nintze gamkin ha'konosh el yoyin, ha'b'chaim v'losha, tamid ha'goy. So he mentioned ha'chaim v'losha ha'goy, this is which I quoted. The exact place where I quoted, he mentions. Okay? So,
So the legend held the Reb Chaim, that Reb Chaim Volozhin was saying over the Torah of the Gra?
From the Gra, he just means that the Gra certainly brings, the Gra brings things from the Maris Chok. And Chaim Volozhin, who's his Talmud, also brings the Magen Yitzchok. Is that the same things that appear in the Gra necessarily?
He's not bringing a raya that Chaim Volozhin. Is he bringing a raya that she does a Gra? Two she does a Gra from Nevi Shachaim?
No.
She does Chaim Volozhin from Nevi Shachaim.
No. Yeah, he quotes things that appear in the Gra for the Magen Yitzchok, and he quotes of Chaim Volozhin the first that from the Magen Yitzchok too. Each of them independently brought from the Magen Yitzchok. Okay. In fact, actually. I saw over here in the Emek HaMelech, the new printing of HaMelech, which is it's an introduction at the end of the Sefer. And there, he actually, he quotes from a Xaviyad of the Leshem, I guess Xaviyad to Sabbath Sneosa. So he says, Ona Mashmetama Kavodi Alai, that's what you ask on me, Al Mashani Mevi is a Sefer Emek HaMelech. You know, I bring the Sefer Emek HaMelech, Asher Nimtzu Ma'arim Alav. Some people, you know, contend that Emek HaMelech is not from the Chaim Vital, from Aris Ruk. Ozeh hinei neomer, hinei kol, so he says all the Yerurim, Sefer HaMelech, from the Chaim HaKoyen, who's a Talmud of Chaim Vital. But then he says, Vezeh Erech Mem Shona, he says 40 years ago, Ayisi Be'er Rassian, that was in the town of Rassian. V'shemati shemi muflag nechbar echad. He heard from a very old person. Duvali levadi shomal b'shem b'shmul achasid. Who had yoytsev nechras eitz lagu b'vilna. So he heard from b'shmul achasid. He used to go into the Gra. V'amal b'shem ha-Gra. He said the name of the Gra. Ki ha'em ha-kamelech, which is the sefer, which explains the Ilan HaKadosh based on Bar Yisroog, who sefer choshev l'ma'od. That's the lashon of the Gra. And this is from the... from the Leshem. So clearly, the Leshem brings here that the Goyin, the Chaim Volozhin, this is the Lithuanian tradition of Kabbalah, right? Made Jews, I'm going to claim, actually rested upon the Kabbalah of the Maris Ruk.
What would the alternative be? Because what is Emek HaMelech if you don't hold from that?
No, wait, so like this. No, we'll give it a little while, okay? So in other words, we see interesting enough that, you know, most people understand that what are the two poles in Jewish thinking? The Baal HaTanya and the Nefesh HaChaim. The fact is they had something very, very much in common. They both rested in the Kabbalah, the Baal HaTanya. Well, Baal HaTanya rested upon it. I mean, the Baal HaTanya says that's the Yisrael of Hasidus. How could it be that the Gra rests upon the same Kabbalah, the very same Kabbalah, which, according to Baal HaTanya, which we spoke about last week, forms the very basis of the Besht of Hasidus. That's the question we're going to ask. Now, we mentioned too, the Ramchal also brings the Shema. Several places. In the Klach, he brings it in the Seder Klolon to Das Tevunais. Okay? So it's like, now, it's interesting over here is, I want to quote here from, I'm going to quote from this Abdama, who quotes actually from Reb Tzedek HaKohen, from the Sefer Zechoinus of Reb Tzedek HaKohen.
Where?
It's an, I don't know, the Sefer Zechoinus in page 61. I'm quoting from him because it was easier to...
It doesn't say which, there's two Sefer Zechoinus.
I know, it says Sefer Zechoinus Daf 61.
Okay.
Gam Arisruk, Shaya Kafia Nira Hagodl Shabatal Midi Arizal, she's lost about Marucho. So the Tzedek HaKohen says that the Marisruk was the greatest Talmidim of the Arizal, except for the Chaim Vital. So he says, Holach Techach Acha Patiras Arili Italia. After the Ari was nifter, so he went to Italy. Upirsim Shem Kodiv Arizal Noidim Elav Balpe Bukasava. So he basically disseminated the teachings of the Ari. V'yodjoyse pisim acharav Talmidi Rama. Rama was a Talmud, Rama Mipano, who wrote many Sforim, right? Also, called Mashkiba B'Sforim, and the false Ksuvim Mekana Sosom Gedoyla. Okay? Uvahem habesis oilomus ulyoyne, b'yoyse. There are more secret worlds, higher worlds, shalonis galam aruchu kolkach. The word revealed so much to Reb Chaim Vital. This is kolkach, yadua, this is no. Bisodes hamalbush, v'tihara iloa v'chanoida. Habufusom v'kisvi harisrug v'ara v'emek ha-melech. Melech ha-melech, v'seva yakel mosh, etc. Shalonin tzabek sisvi arachu mizeh dova. There's nothing in the at all. Shekiba rasrug terem ba arachu l'vnei arizal. Ah, so he wants to claim, the tzaddik, the ma'arisrug learned this before Reb Chaim Vital came for the arizal, because we know Reb Chaim Vital was with the arizal, right, until his death. Oshoshom ba'eshom oshomahu, maybe he heard it when he wasn't there, etc., etc. So, what's interesting is that there's a question is, how come Reb Chaim Vital didn't hear these things? So he brings over here that they published, I think Mechon Yushalayim published was called the Alfasi Zuta. Mm-hmm. Of the Ramami Pana from Mechon Yushalayim, Tom Shalamites, and this Ahdama of Rabbi Yitzchak Kutna. So the question is, how can the Baris Ruk heard these incredible things from the Arizal? How in the world is saying that Chaim Vital, how come Chaim Vital doesn't mention them at all? So Kutna writes, כי הרבה דברים שאינם נמצאים בכספי רב חיים ויטל, והשם הקיים היחיד הוא רק בדברי הריסרוק, מוסמוכים הם בבית מדרשו של הגוי. First of all, the מוסמוכים, because we see from the בית מדרשו של הגוי, of the גוי. וכל סיסרי אולמס עליינו מסוידס המלבות שוויטל היא לא. ובוודא שעושה בזה תמה גדולה, לא אם השבית המדרשו של הגוי, לא הזחשו עם חיים מהסהור של הריזה. This is a sort of reason which you know, actually it's not this from רב חיים ויטל, because he's a liar, that he warns not to rely upon any of the ksavim. Ella shall akusha de milsa, mis paletis pekan tzitkas devov shalaran hakoin milublin. Hakoiveya besefer zechoinis, Reb Tzedek, I mean, Reb Mutna, quotes of Tzedek, ki kol kabalosu shari srug bifi shal arizal, chol atem boi abchem vitel lepnei ari. V'liyo shari srug halotem liltai, yalonda devov, etc. etc. Chen lo osu meksavu kmo shosu mashkoin. In other words, basically, he wants to claim that, it seems to be that, he wants to claim that this was things that he learned, right, he learned from the Yari before Reb Chaim Vital. Now, the problem is, well, what happened before Reb Chaim Vital? Reb Chaim Vital, the Arizal came, was announced to like only a year and a half. How can you learn before that? So I see above, I actually was on the impression that actually the Futna said this, as I remember Futna saying like this, but he wants to claim that it could possibly be, after he himself, Rav Tzuriel, who actually writes it says, it could possibly be, that Rabbi Yisrael Srug learned with the Arizal in Mitzrayim, in Egypt, before the Ari made Aliyah. Right? Because we know that he was announced to Srug only 1 year and 10 months. And actually, it turns out that the Emek HaMelech quotes Chachomim, who learned with the Arizal, Talmid Arizal, and they're not mentioned Talmid of Chaim Vital. He wants to say, Vaishnois, they learn with the Arizal Mitzrayim, which is very, very strange. Why is it strange? Because I heard from, right, that Rav Arabi, that in fact, the Ika Chazyonis, the Ika Gilui, where the Ri came to El Jasra, when they came to El Jasra. I mean, the Avir de Otzel Machkin, you know, and who other than the Ari? In any case,
is it possible that the Ruchai Vital knew this stuff but chose not to write it for some reason?
Okay, it's like this. What I want to say is the following. Let's look at the Azhara of Ruchai Vital. Okay? And there's no question about it. He doesn't. The Ruchai Vital doesn't speak about the Bar Yisroel, but you know, we see from the Leshem. And this is I'm in the Hakdamah at the Eitz Chaim of Ruchai Vital, and it's on Daf Vav. Dav Vav is Amud Alf and Amud Beis. It's like a Dav Vav is like sort of a Makutah. Now, first of all, what I wanted to say is that first of all, the important thing to understand is that, in other words, you see from the Lashon of Tzaddik that it could possibly be. It doesn't say this recently that the Azhar of the of Chaim Vital is being said Lafuki the Marisuk. You could say it like that. Look, it's conjecture. But you see that the way the Leshem and the Tzedekah is speaking, it seems to be that the Azhara is as it being understood by people to be directed against the Bar Yisroel. Which leads me to conjecture, like you're saying, is that the Bar Yisroel learned in Mitzrayim and in Ruchai Vital, but actually, you know, the Ruchai Vital chose not to include it. That's what it seems to me.
Otherwise, you have a major problem.
Right. Ruchai Vital da. Ruchai Vital da. So this is called Ruchai Vital. Some of the people in the Chabur of the Arizal wrote Sfarim. What they learned from the Arizal. Some of them wrote things, but actually, it's not clear they understood everything, and there are certain kashas that they, you know, get, right? Okay? You can't rely upon any of them. But on the contrary, being strong, you have to distance yourself from them. In other words, there's a very strong Azhara that, in fact, actually, you can only look at the Ksavim. And this Azhara is actually brought by, let's say, the Rashash. It says a very famous Shvua. It's only going to take from the Ksavim Chaim Vital. Now, this is all conjecture. I want to go a little bit further than the conjecture now. Okay? I want to...
I'm belaboring the point. According to Chaim Vital, if we say he's talking about Mari Stroke, then that means Alon Malbush is a mistake.
Let's put it this way. He's not saying it's a mistake. He's saying Ein Esmochalam. Leish Lahachet, man. Now, what does it mean? Does it mean he didn't understand it? Did it mean that maybe you shouldn't write it? I'm not exactly sure what that means.
Well, you could understand the saying it actually is Taka's right, but we shouldn't be honest.
It could possibly be. Or maybe it could possibly be that it's, you know, I don't know. In other words, Chaim Vital...
It sounds as though
Chaim Vital, the Lashon of Chaim Vital is... Let's be medayik in it. The Lashon of Chaim Vital is... For kulum kazot v'am, but they're sefes v'giroi, kefi b'chines ha-kaisvim. In other words, they wrote in accordance with their abilities. Vidiyasam, uvan avanasam, hinichu mokum kamakusha. In other words, when they wrote, it was placed to ask kashas. Look at in the sboi chalois amasfom. Now, what does that mean? You can ask kashas.
It could be right.
Right. There's many ways of learning this. There's many ways of learning this. First of all, it is true that Reb Chaim Vital did take from others. He took from Reb Gedalia. There are, you know, there's no question about it. Reb Chaim Vital says I took from this, I took from that, but he's not saying they understood or didn't understand and everything. He's leaving it sussed, in my opinion. Very, very close.
Is Rabbi Shmuel going to explain why he would leave out Alma Malbush?
Okay, so like this. Now what I'd like to do is I want to make a conjecture now. Svara. Okay? What's my svara? Like this. First of all, the Eitz Chaim, I'm not coming Kasu Shab to Tish Kabbalah now, but I would know that the Hagdam of the Eitz Chaim. So there's two Hagdamas.
Also by Chaim Vital.
Yeah, this is written by Chaim Vital. For sure, this is Chaim Vital. Right? Persian opens up the Eitz Chaim, Hechal Aleph, Shah Aleph, Anaf Aleph, Beis, Drush, Iglu, V'yosha. Chaim Vital says that before I'm going to begin, I'm going to make two Chakiras. She says, Asku Bema Mukubala. There are two Chakiras, two investigations. One investigation, which I've spoken about, I've spoken about it. I think the Sar Kolan, I think the Hashimu, we've spoken about it. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the world? Okay, it's a very famous question he asks. And he asks, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in order that he should be Shalom and all his Midas. We ask the question, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shleimus. And because of that, I've come to the conclusion in Shiur HaMashkaf Shekel.com and Rishimu that he was creating what's called this dichotomy between the God to God dichotomy and God to man dichotomy. That's the way I understand the Hakdama. I'm not going to go through it right now. But there's a second Hakira. The second Hakira is, he says, Ukrova El Shelos Mashlamala. It's similar to the Hakira above. So it's actually Hakira one prong. Umala, so here's the question. I'm sorry, no, I read it wrong. Ukrova El Shelos. I'm sorry, I said that wrong. It's, yes, the question is, the Chazal say in the Mishnah, in Ein Dor, Shem Chagiga, right? That Chazal say, Kol Bistach Ba'Abba Devar Me'elu, a person looks at four things, right? Malamala, Malamata, Malafim, Malachor, right? Roy Lo Shalom Ba'Li Eilim, a person looks at things that are too deep. What was before, what was after, right? Chol Shalom Chasal Kavayt Kainai, right? He should not have been created. Now, what's he asking? He kravel shelas a malamala malamata. What's he asking? First of all, I think he's asking is, what allows me to reveal these secrets? Is not the Eitz Chaim a prohibition? The very etzem kabbalah is a prohibition, which Chazal said. Then the Chazal says also that very strong words to say. He's not chasal. He included lo chasal kavod kainai roi shaloi bali yomim. Which I mean, what it means is, since it's impossible to answer these questions, right? You should not have been created.
It's a waste of time.
Right. In other words, what's the question? The Chakira is, he says, Krevel Sha'ila, Mala 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 Mata. In other words, I'm asking the question is, I understand his question is very, what's the shay? The question is, how can I reveal, how can I write this whole sefer if Chazal say it's also? Which, by the way, is very similar to what the Rambam writes. The Rambam says, how can I write the Bar Nevuchim, Magala, you know, Maisim Mekav, Maisim Baish, if Chazal forbade it? Okay? Okay, now. So, Chaim Vital gives a very, very interesting answer. And I'll tell you, I have to confess, I never understood what his answer was. And now I think I'm going to conjecture what his answer is. So he says, I'm reading from him, you can't go deeply into this, you know. Okay? He says, a person can endanger himself if he looks into this. That's what he says. So therefore, why am I writing this? Okay, so he says, because we can't go deeply into this. We'll explain Rashi Prokim. Chazal and their Dosh speak about Rashi Prokim. We shouldn't look at Dvar Mamukim, deep things. And he'll understand these things. Well, we can't look at Dvar Mamukim. So he says, Fine, Indian Hakira Hazois, this investigation. Asher Alim, we asked, Lama Bries Oil Mazaya Bizman Hashahaya, why the world was created at the time it was created, Veloy Kaidim, why not before, why not after? Ulachain Tzor Shetayda as Asher Levar Bechiburainu. Then you have to understand what we explain in our work. For who? Kine Noida, it's no, Kiora Elgin, Lamaila, Maila, Adin Kates, Hanikra Ain Soif, the infinite light of the Ain Soif, which is above. Its name is what it is, it's infinite. You can't understand it. You can't think about it. You can't even even contemplate it. Klal v'ik at all. Basically, it's beyond all thoughts. As before anything that was created, v'nevroim, v'yitzuim, v'nasim, v'lo haya b'izman, haschala, v'reishis, there's no beginning, no end of time, Ki tamidu nimtza v'kayim la'at. It's all... It always was, always will be. There's no time, etc. In b'lo goish, v'lo yisoyv klal. There's no beginning and no end. V'neim in ha'enzem nishtal ha'kach matziyas ha'mu'or ha'gadol ha'nikra at. Then he speaks about Adam Kadma, and he speaks about all the worlds come from Adam Kadma. And all of them come from Adam. He explains how all the worlds come from Adam Kadma. That's what he goes on. What's he saying here? If you understand what Eri speaks about the Tzimtzum, we speak about there's a contraction to the circle, and the circle, Eri says in fact, there's no Rosh, there's no Sof, because everything is equidistant from the circle. Equidistant means everything is equal. And a person can't think about this. And the Baal HaTanya speaks about this. The Baal HaTanya speaks about that the perimeter of the circle, which the metaphor of the Tzimtzum, represents the fact that the Or Ein Sof is something which is unintelligible. A person cannot contemplate it. You can't contemplate it. And then after that, he speaks about the creation of Adam Kadma. I want to claim the following thing. Okay? I want to claim that where is the Olam HaMalbush? Where is the Rishima? It's above Adam Kadma. I want to claim, and this is a hypothesis, that Chaim Vital held that a person who speaks about the Rishimai, or the Mamalbush, is over on the Mishnah that a person should not be Mestakel, Malamayla, Malamata, Malaflim, Malachor. That's what he held. In other words, he held that if a person wants to think about the spiritual worlds, he has to begin with Adam Kadmoy. Before that, it's also. It's forbidden. In other words, that's the Azhara. The Azhara was that the Oidam HaMalbush, which according to the Mali, according to the Tzadik and according to the Leshem, are Oidamists that are deeper, that are higher. The Chaim Vital held, very, very poshut, that these are worlds which are forbidden to speak about, because why? Because they violate, right, the Azhara, the warning of Chazal, right? Malamala, Malamata, Malaflim, Malachor. That's poshut to me. And that's, in fact, actually the second Chakira. The second Chakira explained to me, why did I leave out the Olam HaMalbush and begin with Adam Kadma? That's what I want to claim with Chaim Vital the same.
What's the relationship between Ein Sof and Olam HaMalbush? They're the same, almost inside Ein
Sof? I don't know. That's what they speak about. But that's really what Chaim Vital came to say.
The Machlokes is how to understand the Mishnah of Chagigah.
Right. So Rav Chaim Vital said, I can be with Adam Kadmon. I'm not violating the Mishnah. But if I go beyond Adam Kadmon, then I'm violating the Mishnah. Which means, you can't say this, but whoever speaks about the Rishimon, it's Roy Loi Shaloi Bala Oilam. And therefore, there's a very, very strong Azhara of Rav Chaim Vital not to look at the Ksavim of the other Talmidim. Now, we'll speak about this. Does it mean they wrote things you can't reveal, or since you can't reveal it, you can't understand it, or et cetera, et cetera?
Every time someone says Torah Kalma La'olam, they're doing an
Isser. And a Chanami, you're speaking right. That's Malaflim Malachor. And I want to claim that's... I have no historical or actually explicit proof, but it seems to me that from the from the background of the words and what he's saying, it fits in very well. So we have here a very, very important insight that according to Chaim Vital, if a person studies the spiritual, declines the spiritual worlds, he can't go beyond the highest world, which Chaim Vital writes about, which is Adam Kadmoy. Before that, the Tihara, Yilah, the Rishimoy, all of this is a violation of Malamala, Malamata. A person's not supposed to think about this, and because of this, there's a very strong Azhara, a warning of Rav Chaim Vital. And I want to claim that's the core, the source of the warning, and that's the what's called the Selah HaMachlokes, the point of contention. Okay, now, the question is, obviously, speak about these things. We can't, you know, it's these are things that are beyond us, of course. But I want to explain a little bit what danger the Reb Chaim Vital see in this. Okay? Now, the fact is that it's hard to say what danger Torah is because, you know, we can ask ourselves the question. I mean, these worlds are so high, you know, we can ask, what does it make a difference? This world, that world. There must have been, according to Reb Chaim Vital, a qualitative difference between studying the world of Alam Kadman that he studied and between the Olam HaMalbush or the Rishimo, the Tihar Yiloh. There must have been a qualitative difference because we could all say, I mean, what's the Mayan Nafkamina, this world, that world, this and that. What was the Nafkamina? Now, there's a lot to say here, and I'm not going to finish it in this lecture, in this Shia, but I would like to, in fact, actually begin a little bit with the Balatanya, and I would actually like to look into something that he says in the Tanya itself, and actually we're going to see what the Goyin has to say about it. I don't know if I mentioned it in last week's Shia, but we know that the Goyin wrote a very, very strong letter in which he put the Balatanya, he put Chassidim into Cherem, called the Minos, and in the Gaon's letter, he, no question about it, he takes quotes, which actually appear in the Tanya. I know whether he didn't have the Tanya in front of him, but certainly they appear in the Tanya, they appear in the Besht, and what is he quoting from? So, the Balatanya, we spoke about this last week, the Shah Yichud Vamuna, the Balatanya brings from the Ari, In other words, in Perek Aleph, or Shah Yichud, he spoke about the Balatanya says that he brings from the Arizal, he quotes the Arizal, that even in rocks, in inanimate objects, there's a Bechina of Nefesh, there's a Chiyus, which keeps it going. This comes from the Asam Alamores. In other words, there's a spiritual content, a spiritual thing which is mislabish, which is contained in some way within even inanimate objects, and that which, you know, keeps it, you know, continues its existence from the Cheshire Mebelechus. And he says, right, where does this Chiyus come from? So he says the chiyus comes from the tziluf chlufi oisias b'zgalgalos b'rada sha'olim. This is spoke upon him v'ochad. In other words, he mentioned the oisias. The oisias of the besht are the things which are contained, or mislavish, or enrobed, or, you know, they robe themselves in inanimate objects in the world, and they come about through permutations and exchanges of letters, because each object, like, let's say, a rock, has a word in Lashon HaKadosh Evan, Aleph Beis Nun, which describes it. So in other words, basically, the Islapshus of the Oisias, and these Oisias ultimately come from the Olam HaMalbush, from the Rishima, like the, look, he says in Likutei Torah, and these are Mislabish within inanimate objects in the world, and they, you know, they provide the Chiyus, which allows them to exist in every second Yesh B'ayin. Now, the Goyin, I don't remember if I brought the Goyin last week, but the Goyin, of course, you know, shies, he screams out. Dor ma'romo enav, umidl etzani lo yimallu, kol eitz v'chol evet, says the Goyin, megala ponem batera, shloch halacha. In other words, basically the Goyin understood that this was, in fact, actually, I would understand, he understood that this was kefira, v'dezava. Zelensky, I think I mentioned, I quoted this last week, he mentions the Tzavor of the Rivash, but he also mentions the fact that this Tzavor of the Rivash being the Sol Baal Shem Tov, which speaks about that there are Nitzotzos, a Kedoshim, even in rocks and inanimate objects, this is actually from the Shara Yichud Amunah, Perak Aleph, Shikam Badaim, Mamash Kuma Vonim Va'af of Amayim. In other words, basically, the Goyin's attack is really attack on the by the Balatanya, then what's his attack? Because the Balatanya is not stating that, you know, Chas v'Shalom, the rocks and inanimate objects, you know, are deities. But, I mean, he's saying they're the Tzitzis, I mean, the Besh says the Tzitzis of Kedusha. But the Tzitzis of Kedusha of the Besh, the Mesif of the Balatanya, are really coming from this Kabbalah of the Rishimu, in which the Rishimu contains letters, the letters from Maisa Bereshis to the Rav Sha'orim to every word in Lashon HaKodesh in the Holy Tongue, which denotes any object in the world. And this constitutes the spiritual content, that which, you know, which drives the existence of every object in the world. It's contained, it's mislapished. You know, it's garmented and clothed within every object in the world. So in other words, the fact is that the Balatanya, this Shita of the Besht, which the Balatanya says is the spiritual content of the world, which is the letters of the Hebrew alphabet, is really a consequence of the Kabbalah Bar Yisroch. And the going is hitting him over there and saying that this is the Galat Panam Batera, Minus, Kfira. Now, of course, we have to be very, very careful here, because the Goyin also, as the Leshem has told us, also for the Ma'am Yisroch. What's the Goyin saying? What the Goyin saying is, what the Goyin is implying, he's just about saying, is that your interpretation, you have to say your interpretation of the Kabbalah Ma'am Yisroch is leading to a meanness, an animism. You're looking at the world as if the world is actually a Levush for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We understood to be meanless, to be of a desire. So, now, we can't say that this is the reason that Rav Chaim Vital admitted the Ma'am Yisroch, because the guy himself thinks of the Ma'am Yisroch. So it's not related at all. But what do we see? We can make an introduction. We can see here that using the Kabbalah of the Ma'am Yisroch, the Balatanya, and actually, I would say even the Besht, was able to draw very interesting conclusions about the nature of reality. In other words, if after the Tzimtzum, what's left, what we have is the Isis of the Hebrew alphabet, which are Machiah in the world, so eventually we can make a very, very important statement about the ontology of the world. The ontology of the world is nothing but letters of the Hebrew alphabet, which in fact actually are the Mamon, Masor, my separations. That's the reality of the world. The Besht and the Balatanya are making a claim that we have an understanding of the ultimate ontology of the world. And I would imagine, right? I mean, the Gaon called it Minos. But I would imagine the Chaim Vital would say that's a violation of whoever asked the question is Deirish, Ma'alamata. Why? Because a person is not able to understand what is the ultimate reality ontology of the world. That's hidden to a person. That's only known to God. It's only known to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ki'ilu, right? In other words, the Loshen, right? He quotes over here in the Chakira.
It's
not something that a person can possibly know. So in other words, the Ma'am Yisroch, the Kabbalah Ma'am Yisroch, is coming that the Balatanya can ultimately be made aware of what is the ultimate reality of the world. Because if the reality of the world is really the Oseus, the letters of Lashon HaKodesh, of which world denotes that, you know, every object of reality, and those come from my separations, so therefore, I can take the accelerator, and I can bring it to 99.9% of the speed of light, it comes to the Higgs particle, I understand the fundamental constituents of reality. I can see how God created the world. That's not a person. That's something a person can know.
Why for the Groy is this a violation?
Well, the Groy is not a violation. The Groy calls it Minos.
Why would it be Minos as well? Meaning, if he holds by the Torah of the Ma'am Yisroch, and it's not necessarily against.
So that's my question. My question is, so the Gemara is also saying from Bar Yisroch. So, I would say the following thing. We have to go into this in more detail, but I think I'll leave this in Mitzvah Hashem and conclude with this. I would say, very simply, that let's take the Nefesh HaChayim. I'm going to go to the Goyim. Nefesh HaChayim. Nefesh HaChayim understood the Torah is Kadma Lo Olam. The Torah is Kadma Lo Olam. Now, in other words, what would we say about that? Your question would be the same thing. If we use the same contention that we think the Goyim is mentioning is speaking about the Balatanya, so let's make the same contention on the Mechaim Elajina. If we say the Torah is Kadma Lo'ila, that what does it mean? That means is, I mean, the Mechaim Vital would say on Mechaim Elajina, that what I could do is that by if I understand the Torah very deeply, I could come to know, perhaps come to know what he's claiming, Malithnim Malacha, Malamaila Malamata. In other words, whatever comes in the Rishimai, that's the Higgs particle, the ultimate reality of the world. In other words, what the Malatanya understood to be that the reality of the world is actually the words of Lashon HaKodesh, which to the Rala She'orim relate to my separations. The Rala understood it to be the Torah. But what? By delving deeply into the Torah, I become privy to the deepest ontological secrets of the world. And that's what Chaim Vital actually would, he might object to that in Chaim Veloshana. So, in other words, what we have over here is, it's clear to me, is that the claim that I know what was above Adam Kadmai, whether it's the letters of the Hebrew alphabet, which denote every object in the world, or whether it's the Torah, right? The Torah which originates in the Elam HaMalpush, right? But nonetheless, in the Chlufi Oisius, but nonetheless what? I have here a means by which I can arrive at the ultimate truth. This truth is not a truth that a person probably in potential can't arrive at, nor is allowed to arrive at. So in other words, both of Chaim Elashin and both of Alatanya, probably, the way I'm understanding it, in the opinion of Chaim Vital, were violating this. Why is Adam Kadmon different? Obviously, Adam Kadmon is a step before. Adam Kadmon is a spiritual world, but honestly, Adam Kadmon has not come to me understand the ontological truth of the world. I don't have the means by which I can take now and understand the truth of the world. It is a purely spiritual world. I deal with it in spiritual ways. I understand it spiritually. But I don't make the connection to the world at large. In other words, through the Torah, through the letters of the Hebrew alphabet, I can make the connection to the world at large, or to the Torah, whatever. And either way, that's a violation of Malafnim Alacha. That's how I would understand, perhaps, that both the Balatanya and the Chaim Velazhina would be violating, in my opinion, in the opinion of Chaim Vital, the Isra of the Mishnah and Chagigah. Now, there's actually more to say on this, which I'm not going to go into right now, but you can ask the question, what about the Goyin? I mean, the Goyin obviously knew the Mishnah, right? So, the fact is that we're going to have to speak about it a bit later, the Goyin happens to use the Ma'ai Slug in a different way. And that's what we'll speak about then. In other words, in the Goyin, the Ma'ai Slug is not, in a certain sense, well, see, the Goyin uses the Ma'ai Slug in a different way. The way the Goyin uses the Ma'ai Slug, it doesn't reflect upon the ontology of the, of the physical or every aspect of the world. It's a much more of an academic, intellectual understanding and not something which reflects what you call a deep ontology of all of reality. That's what I would say in the Goyin at this point. I'm going to try to prove that in Mitzvah Hashem, but right now we'll have to, be satisfied with that. But anyway, in any case, that's what I think. Now, there's a Another thing, which I think is important too, and this is actually is related to this issue too, which I want to speak about now, just introduce it, the following thing. Ramchal understood that the Shimoi was the Hanhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And of course the Ramchal, at least in the Das Tavunas and the Klach too, understood that really the Kabbalah, in a certain sense, was speaking about the Hanhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Leshem attacks the Ramchal by saying, if that's true, the Kabbalah is only a Marshal. But the Ramchal does speak about a Marshal and an Imshal. Which means the Ramchal, according to the Leshem, understood the Kabbalah is not a Marshal. I know that, in fact, the Rav Chaim Friedland is safe, he quotes the Goyen, that he and the Rav Chaim, the Marshal, the Rav Chaim is Mestapik in it, but actually the Leshem seems to reject that completely, that in fact, in the Kabbalah there is no Nimshel, there's no Nimshel, there's no Marshal. But what's interesting is, if you understand that, like the Rav Chaim, we take him literally, that there's a Marshal and a Nimshel, so it turns out we understand completely the Kabbalah of the Ari. Because the Ari also is coming to tell me an ontology. It's coming to tell me about history, historiography. In other words, the Ari's Kabbalah is coming to tell me something about the world. I can figure out the Kabbalah. The Kabbalah is not not something in and of itself, but rather it's coming to tell me about something else. Now, if I use that analogy, now of course, the Rishima, of course, is the Ma'ariv's look. If I use that analogy, right, we get the same thing too. If in fact, the Rishimoi is the letters of the Hebrew alphabet, which denote every object of the world. So therefore, the Ari's Kabbalah is coming to tell me about the world. In other words, it's coming to tell me about the world. Or, if I'm a Chaim V'Lashon, it's coming to tell me about the Torah. In other words, the Kabbalah is not something in and of itself, but actually is a interpretation or an understanding of something else, either of history, of the world at large, or either of the Torah. So the Ari's Kabbalah becomes a mashal. In fact, I can understand the nimshal of the Kabbalah. In other words, the Rishimoi is the nimshal of the Kabbalah. So the Ari is not really, it turns out the Ari is not really speaking about spiritual worlds per se. He might not be. But what he's doing is, he's really using the Kabbalah as a way about speaking about something else. It's like the Leshem says on the Ramchal. It's like the Kabbalah's not real. It's just speaking about something else.
So it can never be any violation of...
So is that a violation on one hand? On the other hand, dude, in other words, there's two possibilities here. In other words, the Rishim, that's what I'm saying, there's two possibilities here. Either the criticism is that the Rishimai is a violation by Halafim and Lachar, means that we're leading into the ontology which is, you know, opaque to humanity. Mm-hmm. Or on the other hand, though, we're saying that the Kabbalah is really a mashal. It's kind of because something else, which, in other words, is denying the reality, or what the Leshem felt, in the attack on the Ramchal, deny the reality, the truth of the Ari. It wasn't really speaking about real words. He was coming to give a mashal about speaking about either the world, or history, or the Torah itself.
What is the accepted opinion of what the Arizal's Kabbalah is?
Oh, it's just pure, it's a reality. It's light. It's a Metzius. It's got particles. Metzius in and of itself. It's not a mashal. It's about anything else. It is a reality in and of itself. So in other words, I want to claim that there's these two ways of understanding the Ashara of the Chaim Vital. I claim they're both true and they're both related. They're both two sides of the same coin. But in the same for that, we're going to have to wait until the next year. Share. So anyway, from an undisclosed place to Yishlai Rav HaKodesh, this is the end of the second share. Until next time, call Tuf.